April 26. Nothing happened here. It occurred in Chernobyl in Ukraine in 1986. It was the worst nuclear catastrophe the world had ever suffered. But the only ones to learn of the tragedy from the first moment were the birds that fled and the worms that dug themselves into the ground. The Soviet government ordered silence. Radioactive rain fell over much of Europe, and the government continued denying or refusing to speak. A quarter of a century later, in Fukushima, several nuclear reactors exploded, and the Japanese government also remained silent or denied alarmist versions. The veteran British journalist Claude Cockburn was right when he suggested, "Never believe anything until it has been officially denied." March 27, World Theater Day. In the year 2010, the public relations firm Murray Hill, Inc. told the politicians who claimed to govern to stop play-acting. A short while before, the United States Supreme Court had removed all limits on corporate donations to electoral campaigns. For a much longer while, the bribes legislators received from lobbyists had been legal. Applying the same logic, Murray Hill, Inc. launched its own candidacy for U.S. Congress in the state of Maryland. It was high time to do away with intermediaries. "This is our democracy. We bought it. We paid for it. Now it's time we got behind the wheel ourselves. Vote Murray Hill Incorporated for the best democracy money can buy." November 9, no entry. On a day like today, in 1989, the Berlin Wall met its end. But other walls were born to keep the invaded from invading the invaders, to keep Africans from collecting the wages the slaves never received, to keep Palestinians from returning to the country stolen from them, to keep Sahrawis from entering their usurped land, to keep Mexicans from setting foot on the immense territory bitten off from their country. In the year 2005, the most famous human cannonball in the world, David Smith, protested in his own way the humiliating wall that separates Mexico from the United States. An enormous cannon shot him high into the Mexican air, and David fell, safe and sound, on the forbidden side of the border. He had been born in the United States, but while his flight lasted, he was Mexican.